Well, folks, I'm joined in the studio by three guests. I had an idea they were coming, but I didn't know exactly when. And they've come all the way from the US of A, all the way from the great state of Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. A regular correspondent of mine over recent months, Nye Hamer, and some members of his family, including his lovely wife, Sue, and niece, Katie. Welcome to all of you. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
Great. Nice of you to pop in on a Saturday night. I know that you're going back to America on Monday.
Yeah.
How's it been going? What have you been showing them now?
Oh, we've been to Cardiff Castle today.
Aye, aye.
And showing them around Ebervale.
I've seen a few parts.
It seems different.
You've seen that's very unusual.
We went into the Tiburin Working Men's Club.
Never.
The Red Lion, just opposite the road.
It's an interesting story, now. You met Sue over the internet, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
You know the second and the minute.
1:32 p.m. on March the 23rd, 1999. It's a day I'll never forget. It completely changed my life.
So, Sue, how did you pick this message up? Were you just surfing or what?
I was looking just for pen pals. And I saw that he liked gardening and opera, and I knew nothing about those two things, so I thought I could learn a little from him about gardening and opera. Huh? And I have.
And it's only 5 days after my first letter corresponding that I asked her for a phone number. Of course, she wouldn't give it, but I kept asking. On the sixth day, she gave it, and I wrote back asking when I could phone, and as soon as I clicked send, I was on the phone dialing a number.
This guy didn't hang about, does he?
No.
He's impulsive.
And I phoned her three, four, five times every day. Whew, my phone bill was shot up.
And then you went out to meet, obviously.
She came over to
August. In August of 99, I came.
And
here.
I took her up to London for 3 days, see Cats, musical Cats and Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, you know to treat a girl.
And
yes.
Madame Tussauds, Planetarium, Tower of London.
So you did all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And love blossomed?
Oh, yes.
Couldn't help but blossom, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a wonderful woman.
Well, I know from the stories that both of you have written over the last few months to my other programme, Play It Again, Frank, which is off for the summer now, that Marvellous Gardener.
Yes.
He doesn't bring you bouquets of flowers. He just grows a marvellous garden every year.
That's true.
Well, it's lovely that it's worked out for you. I'm delighted.
We're very happy.
This time you've brought back young Katie with you. Mm-hmm. Katie, welcome to you.
And she's a beautiful young girl.
She is. Lovely, dark-haired, beautiful Southern belle, I would have said. First time out of America, is it?
Yes.
Yeah? And what do you think of Wales?
I love it.
Do you? Mm. It's very green, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very wet. Is it a lot colder here than it is in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And you're meeting all kinds of different people, eh?
Mm. She's made several friends.
Good. Mm. Will you come again if you get the chance?
Definitely.
Definitely. Somebody got to pay for the air ticket, of course. It's not cheap, is it? So what happens next? Are you going to settle in America permanently now, Nye?
Yes.
What about the green grass of home there, brother?
Oh, we'll come back occasionally. Mm-hmm. But I have never been homesick once, because I'm home with my wife.
Yeah, well, that's it. This is where the home is now. Mm-hmm. Right. And will you become, what they call, an alien resident?
I am a resident alien now.
Are you?
It's for 10 years, and then renew the card every 10 years.
Somebody fell out of a spaceship.
Yeah.
So every 10 years, you've got to go before the board and make sure you haven't done
Atlanta,
anything wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Will you ever come naturalised, do you think?
I shouldn't think so. I got my roots over here.
Yeah.
But
the world is so small now, you can nip back and forth. It's not that much of a problem, is it?
No, it's not.
Great. Well, it's really nice to put faces to the words that you've written. Mm-hmm. You've entertained our listeners over recent months with some great stories. And I know you took a very, very strong interest in the those tumultuous times in the 1960s where Birmingham was the focal point.
Yes.
Of really the desegregation of America.
Mm-hmm.
You look too young to have lived through that yourself.
I was a child.
You were a kid.
Child.
You were aware of all the... Mm.
Yes, I was aware, but I didn't understand what was going on. But I knew that there was problems, and I was frightened. I remember being frightened. But...
I had goose pimples all over my body when I was going through that 16th Street Baptist Church.
Well, the story that you related to us was the fact that... something awful happened, didn't it? Yeah. The church was
bombed
attacked.
By the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes.
And four young girls were killed, aged 11 to 14.
And The Welsh connection is that the stained glass window, which is there today, which replaced the one which was demolished by the awful attack, was provided by the Welsh people.
That's correct.
It's on the bottom of the window, given by the people of Wales.
How did that come about, do you know?
I don't know. We didn't even know about it
until we read it in the newspaper and went to see it for ourselves.
Well, you can tune in, and I know you often listen on the web over there. You're 5 hours behind us, so the next time you listen to a Celtic Heartbeat, it'll be sort of Saturday afternoon-ish, and you'll be able to sit out there with a mint julep and listen to music from not only Wales, but all the other Celtic countries, and America and Canada, of course. You play a lot of that.
Every time I have my name mentioned, I phone my nephew, and he's got a friend who records all this and puts it on our computer for us.
He plays all the previous ones.
Does he?
My nephew Howell.
You're getting famous. Nice to meet you all.
Very nice to meet you.
Katie, I hope you'll have many more trips to Wales, and that some of the Welsh pals you've met, you never know, they might find their way over to America
hope
one
so.
Of these days.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the way to make friends across, hands across the sea. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play you something from Norma Waterson. I don't think this is particularly American, but the way she sings it, it's a kind of a bluesy element to it. And you'll appreciate this. It's the Big Muddy River. Norma Waterson, one of our best, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Nice to meet you all. Safe home.
Thank you.
The hot sun chills me to the bone, but I can't hear the song for the singer, and I can't tell my pillow from a stone. I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of mine. The black muddy river, sing me a song of my own. When the last bolt of sunshine hits the mountain and the stars start to splatter in the sky, when the moon splits the southwest horizon with the scream of an eagle on. The black muddy river, and dream me
Norma Watterson. She's got a great voice, eh? What a woman. Fantastic.